Very good, thanks. As the brass quintet makes their way to their seats, I'll invite Miss Joga, the boys and girls, and join me for a few moments at the front. Come on down and join us. How's everybody today? Happy Easter to you, buddy. Thanks. Happy Easter. Okay, is everybody here? Yeah, we still got a few folks coming down. It's good to see all of you today. Still a little chilly outside there for Easter, isn't it? Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you one reason why that is. Did any of you notice? Oh, did any of you notice the full moon on Friday night? Yeah, big full moon. See, that's when we have Easter. We have Easter on the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the first day of spring. So the first day of spring was Thursday. The full moon was on Friday. So here we are celebrating Easter on Sunday. And that's why it's so early this year and why it's still a little cold out there. That's why I put these, you see my tie here, it's got these tulips on it. That's to, even though there's no tulips coming up yet, I've got some, I'm carrying some around with me to remind us that it really and truly is spring. All right, I want to tell you a little story about a very important person in my life. Hey guys. I'm going to tell you about a very important person in my life who I think about this time of year, especially because on Tuesday, the baseball season starts again. Right? When I was very small, the age of some of you very, very young kids here, okay, thank you. I used to listen to baseball games on the radio. This is before we had a television. Can you imagine that? Not watching the television and still listening to a baseball game on the radio. And I had an uncle who taught me about baseball, and he would describe to me what was happening as the baseball announcer would describe the game, and I could picture it in my head. And that's how I learned about baseball, from listening to him describe games to me when we listened to him on the radio. I got a little older, and this same uncle, his name was Don, which is my middle name, he wanted me to learn how to read and understand and appreciate books. So when I would spend my summers with him on a little farm down in Ohio, he would take me to the little town library and buy a bunch of books, and I'd read them. And then we would discuss them and talk about them. And that was how I came to love to read and to write, because of this uncle who both taught me about baseball and taught me about books and reading and writing. Well, I got a little older. I grew up and went to college, and I went to another school after that. We learned about being a minister, and then I became a minister, got my own family going, and all those kinds of things as your life goes on. And after a while, this uncle, who was very important to me, he died, he passed away. And right after he, shortly after he had died, I'd be watching a baseball game. And I'd see a really interesting kind of play. And I'd think, you know, I'm going to have to see if my uncle saw that or not. Or I'd be reading a really good book. And I'd think, I'm going to have to check and ask my uncle if he's read this book. Maybe he'd like to see it. Of course, then I would realize, well, no, I can't do that the way I used to, because my uncle was no longer living. But I realized he was still very important to me, and that I carried a part of his life with me, and that helped me still continue to live. And I kind of wonder if that was what the disciples felt. When we read the story in the Bible about Jesus' death afterwards, I wonder if they felt in some ways that he was still alive for them, and that they wanted to carry his message forward about loving our neighbors as ourselves, and about working for a better world where people didn't go hungry or lose their lives in wars and things such as that. I think that was what that meant when they felt that he was still living for them. So I hope you'll think about this on this Easter day. I know you're also thinking about a party that's being planned for you up in the auditorium. So we're gonna let you go to that first. I believe the rule, I'm supposed to dismiss the, what, preschoolers first? Okay, so you preschool folks can go with your teacher. We're gonna let you go. Okay? All right. Just so you don't get lost in the shuffle there, we'll see you guys later. We'll see you after the service. Anybody else to go with Michelle here? Okay? There you go. Come on, buddy. All right. And now we're going to let the rest of you go to the auditorium. We're going to sing As We Leave This Friendly Place, Love Bring Light to Every Place, number 414. Okay.